Welcome to My Shamanic Life, at the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real as a yoga teacher, a shamanic Reiki practitioner and teacher, a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate, and a mentor for yoga teachers and healers who are ready to share their unique gifts with the world as inspirational leaders and change makers. My life, like this podcast, is totally imperfect and extraordinary. You'll find past episodes on myshamaniclife.com, as well as a link to Patreon. By sponsoring this podcast on Patreon, you're supporting the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by helping me purchase needed equipment. Visit dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation and my turtle bus. I'll be offering a very gentle yoga practice and meditation in just a bit. You're welcome to unroll your mat and join me. And if you need support for sitting, grab yourself a folded blanket or a cushion. For now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth, anchoring you in so you're nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. My heart is feeling very happy and lighthearted today. I was out doing my morning sit with nature, and four of the gray squirrels that I raised and released in the fall were running around in the trees, and it was so great to see them. It's the first time since I released them that I've seen more than one of them at a time, so I'm glad that they're still together. It just filled me with so much joy. We're having these warm winter days. We just had an ice storm followed by some snow, so the trees are all flocked with that ice and snow, and it's really stunning. It is picture perfect out there right now, and bright and clear today. For those who are members of the Shamanic Flow Circle on Facebook, coming up on January 13th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, we'll be having our monthly live virtual circle. It's a connection opportunity, and we do healing ritual. Now, if you'd like to join us for that, and you are not yet a member of the Shamanic Flow Circle, you can find the link in the show notes, or search for us on Facebook and ask to join our circle. We'd love to have you. For those of you who are local to me, coming up on January 19th, it's a Sunday, at my yoga studio, True North Yoga in Keene Valley, I'll be offering my yoga cacao ceremony, which is restorative yoga and shamanic Reiki held in the container of cacao ceremony. So we take cacao, we open up, we do the restorative, the shamanic Reiki, we do some shamanic journeying, and then we close. And it's a wonderful opportunity to do self-care, to work on your heart, to work on your intuition, to really open up. And what a beautiful start to the new year. So I invite you to join me for that. So I pulled a card today. I'm still using Kim Cron's The Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck. And when I came in this morning to do my work with my cards, I had this idea that it was a new year. I switched to a new deck. I picked up the deck to put it away and pick a different one and got this very clear message that I am supposed to continue to use this deck. It was powerful. Like, my hands were on fire as I picked this deck up. So I'm going to keep working with this deck going forward. And it is a powerful deck, and I'm feeling very connected to it still. And the card that I pulled today is Oyster. And the message that Kim gives us about Oyster is that we need to acknowledge and celebrate our inner treasures and share them with the world. And as I felt into the card, I was getting the impression that this is really a poignant message that this is no time to close up, to hide in your shell. Like, the world needs your light. So you can stay there hidden, you can make that choice, or you can choose to open up, get out there, and get out there with your offerings, because you have a lot to give to the world. This is the time. We need to be doing that. So with the energy of Oyster behind us, inviting us to get out there, to be open-hearted, I'd like to bring you a little bit of yoga and some meditation, very gentle, to work on that open-heartedness, both physically and emotionally, energetically, spiritually. And this is a practice that I actually created many years ago for a New Year's Day class that I taught, a yoga class. And I'd like to share it with you because it's one of those things that was something that I created as a gift and has been hidden away for so long. And it feels like the right time to bring it out. So go ahead and come into a seated position on your mat. Make sure that you're comfortably seated. So use any props that you need, whether it's a cushion or a folded blanket under your sitting bones. If cross-legged is not the best seated position for you, choose another one. Maybe you're sitting on your heels or extending your legs out. Make sure that you can get a nice tall spine. And then let your hands rest on your thighs, your knees, in your lap, wherever you can let your shoulders relax. And let your head hang forward. Drop your chin to your chest. And take a couple breaths here, just starting to open up the breath as the back of your neck gently opens. And as you take your next breath in, swing your head to the right so that your ear comes towards your right shoulder. Turn your left ear up toward the sky for a moment, and then exhale, roll your chin back down to your chest. And then inhale, your head to the left, left ear to the left shoulder, right ear to the sky. Exhale, roll back down to your chest. And inhale, go again to the right. Exhale, down to your chest. And inhale, left. And we're going to keep going side to side a couple more times, gently opening up. Allowing the neck to release. Be very gentle with your neck as you move. So there's no crunching, no pulls, no strain. Just gently exploring how your neck feels, the range of motion there. And the next time your chin comes back down to your chest, let your head hang again for a moment. And as you take your next breath in, slowly lift your chin. Bring your ears over your shoulders. Relax your shoulders. Now on your next inhale, roll your shoulders forward, bring them up to your ears. And as you exhale, roll your shoulders back and down. Inhale again, roll your shoulders forward, bring them up. Squeeze your shoulder blades together gently. Exhale, roll them back and down. Inhale again, roll forward, come up to your ears. Exhale, roll back and down. Couple more rounds. Moving slowly. And then allow your shoulders to relax down your back, gently broadening across the heart space. Sit tall through your spine. Take your right hand to your left knee or thigh. Drop your left hand down behind your back. And as you take your next exhale, take a gentle twist to the left. Gazing out toward the left side, still being very gentle with your neck. Reach out through the points of your shoulders so you're staying broad through your heart. as if you were trying to fill the space between your arms with your heart as you twist at the middle of your back. As you take your next breath in, gently release your heart forward. And take your left hand over to your right knee or thigh. Drop your right hand down behind you. Inhale your spine tall. And as you exhale, take your gentle twist over to the right. Again, dropping the shoulders down, broadening, opening up into the space between your arms. And there's nothing you have to do here. There's no place you have to get to. Just allow your body to gently move and open. Feel your breath. Maybe it's deepening a little bit now. And as you take your next breath in, come back to center. Check in with your seat. Make sure you're comfortable and close your eyes. Extend your spine. Let all the parts of your body, all the muscles in your body, be relaxed and light and open. Watch your natural breath for a moment. Feel the breath flowing in and flowing out with a natural rhythm. Now relax your mind by letting go of any thoughts that you're holding in your mind. Thoughts of the past or the future. Thoughts of your work, other places or people. Let those thoughts drift out of your mind. Your mind is focused in the present, the here, the now. Begin to visualize or sense or know that in front of you, in the space in front of you, is a figure that represents absolute purity, goodness, peace, universal love and compassion. It might be a figure from a religious tradition that you're familiar with and represents those positive qualities to you. It could be just light, a figure of radiant white or golden light. Choose whatever image of purity and peace you're most comfortable with, and imagine that figure in front of you. Don't worry about having a perfect, sharp, clear image. Be satisfied with how you're seeing or sensing or feeling this representation of goodness. The most important thing is to feel that it's really there, that you're sitting in the presence of goodness, perfection, purity, universal loving kindness and compassion. And feel that loving kindness and compassion emanating from this image to you. Now see, sense, or feel light streaming from this image in front of you into you, coming through all the pores of your body and filling your body like it's an empty jar being filled with liquid. The light flows down to the tips of your toes and fingers, filling you all the way up to the top of your head. It fills every cell, every atom and tiny particle of your being. This pure, radiant light purifies all of your troubles, your pain, physical pain and sickness, as well as mental and emotional pains, unhappiness, fears, worries, anger, or any other thoughts or feelings that feel negative in your mind. All of those completely purified. So everything that you deem negative in your body and mind completely disappears, becomes non-existent, and you are filled with this blissful, radiant light. Sense or feel your body becoming clear and clean, like a crystal. Imagine your mind becoming calm and clear and full of feelings of negative kindness and compassion. Sense or feel or imagine that you become one with the image in front of you, the embodiment of loving kindness and compassion. You are just like that, totally positive, totally loving and compassionate, peaceful and blissful. Now generate in your mind the wish to share this peaceful, loving energy with others, this radiant inner gift, so that they too can become free from suffering and become loving, peaceful, and positive. Remember that the only way to have peace within ourselves and peace outside of ourselves in the world is to have a heart that is full of peace, full of loving kindness. So really feel and sense and believe the energy of loving kindness is radiating from you, from your heart, going out in all directions like rays of light beaming from the sun. Imagine that it first touches any other people who might be in the area with you. Maybe there's other people where you are right now. Imagine that they become filled with the energy of loving kindness. Then send it out further to all the people in your community. They all become filled with this light of loving kindness. Now send it out further. Your light is that bright. You can keep going. Send it out to all of the people in your country. And imagine they all become filled with this energy, this light of loving kindness. You have opened up. You can share your light with the whole world. Send it out to people in other countries all around the world, so that gradually all the people everywhere in the world become filled with the energy of loving kindness. And now send loving kindness to all of the beings, not just the people, but all living beings. All the animals, the creatures in the sea, the birds, the insects, the trees, the plants, the stones. All the living beings everywhere in the world. As the energy of your loving kindness flows into them, the minds of all beings everywhere become free of negative thoughts and filled with love, so that now there is peace everywhere. Feel the peace. feel the love and compassion and the energy of oneness flowing all around the world. Now bring your awareness back to your breath. And as you do, dedicate the energy of your meditation and this practice to bringing peace to everyone, everywhere, to all beings of the world throughout this new year. Now begin to deepen your breath. As your breath comes into your body, let your awareness also come back into your body. Lengthen up through your spine. Lean forward slightly, and as you take your next breath in, begin to circle your upper body to the right. And then back. And as you exhale, circle your upper body to the left and forward, completing a circle that's matching the cycle of your breath. Inhale again to the right and back. And circle to the left and forward to complete your circle with that exhale. And keep going in this direction. Gently releasing your torso, noticing if there was any points of stiffness or soreness that developed as you sat for meditation, and allow that light to flow into those places as you gently release the tension from your body. Go around one more time. And when you reach the end of your exhale and your body's forward, pause. And then as you inhale, take your upper body to the left and back. And as you exhale, to the right and forward, circling in the other direction. Keep going to the left with your inhale. And explore a few circles in this direction. Maybe they feel different this way. Just notice what's true without trying to fix or change anything. Being in your body, the white light flowing into any places where tension is releasing. Take one more circle in this direction. As you arrive at the end of your exhale and the end of your circle, bring your spine up to neutral and release your hands down to the floor by your sides. As you take your next breath in, bring your right arm to your right ear. Reach up and with an exhale, take a little bend over to your left, reaching up and over, opening the right side body. Be gentle here, gently expanding through your side. As you take your next breath in, bring your arm up and exhale your hand down to your side. And then inhale, take your left arm to your left ear and exhale over to the right. Breathe into your left side, gently feeling the space between your left side ribs and the left side of your waist. Open that up. Breathe into it. Take your next breath in, reach up, and exhale. Bring your left arm down. Now spin around onto your hands and knees and align in table pose with your knees underneath your hips, your hands underneath your shoulders. Spread your fingers. Reach forward through the crown of your head and back through your tailbone. And as you take your next breath in, Move your navel toward the floor. Bring your heart through your arms. Roll your shoulders down your back. Lift your tailbone gently. And as you exhale, round your back. Lift the middle of your back to the sky. Inhale, draw your heart again forward through your arms. Moving the navel toward the floor. And as you exhale, round. Head and tailbone toward the floor as you dome your back. Inhale, bring your heart through. Exhale, round. And do a few more rounds with your breath. Slowly, gently, moving your spine in another way. Opening it up, releasing tension. Two more rounds. At the end of your next exhale, return your spine to neutral. Sit your hips back to your heels. And lower your upper body down over your thighs. Put your forehead down on the mat. Relax your elbows down. If there's tension in your shoulders, bring your hands back by your feet instead. And take a few breaths here in child. Let gravity take you deeper, surrendering your hips. Surrendering your shoulders, surrendering your neck so your head gets heavy, tailbone gets closer to the heels, very gently opening the back body. Notice your breath, that deep breath flowing in, opening up into the back of the body, exhale, releasing it out. Take another breath. Very slowly, scoot forward, bring your belly to the mat, and extend your legs out behind you. Bring your hands underneath your shoulders so that your elbows are bent in by your sides. Rest your chin or your forehead on the mat. Point your toes back, feet about hip-width apart. Turn your inner thighs toward the sky so that your pinky toes are on the floor. Press the tops of your feet down to lighten your knees. Ease your tailbone toward the floor, press the hip points in, and as you take your next breath in, scoop your heart through your arms. And gently lift it off the floor, keeping your belly down, your hip points down. And as you exhale, return your chin or forehead to the mat. Inhale, lift your heart, little baby cobra, Bhujangasana. Exhale, release down. Inhale, draw your heart through. Broaden your collarbones, drop your shoulder blades. Exhale, release your chin or forehead down. Inhale again, heart comes through. Exhale, release down. Two more rounds of breath. Inhale. And exhale, lowering. One more time, inhale, maybe coming up just a little higher for this last one. Exhale, release down. Pause for just a moment. Now press your hands down into the floor. Lift up onto your hands and knees. Walk your hands towards your knees. Drop your hips over to one side of your feet and swing your legs around. Bend your knees, put your feet down on the mat and roll yourself down so that you're coming onto your back. Keep your feet on the floor, your knees bent. Set your heels about hip width apart and draw them in towards your sitting bones, as close as you can bring them without having to lift your heels, so that your knees are right over them. Drop your arms by your sides. Reach out through the crown of your head to tuck your chin slightly. Press down into your big toes. Roll your inner thighs toward the floor. As you take your next breath in, lift your hips until you're making a nice slope from your knees to your shoulders. Keep the inner thighs rolling toward the floor. Hug the outsides of your hips in towards each other. And feel your heart starting to melt towards your throat. Keep extending out through the crown. Breathe deeply here. The breath is going to bring some space into your belly, into your heart. If you'd like to go deeper from here, work your shoulders underneath, rolling one shoulder at a time under so that your shoulder blades are coming together. Move them down towards your hips. Keep going until you're resting on the outside edge of your upper arms. Bring your hands together, interlace your fingers, and stretch your arms along the ground so your knuckles reach towards your heels. Keep lifting the hips and lifting the heart. Breathe into it. Feel your navel rise and fall. Feel your heart opening as you broaden again across the collarbones, across the sternum, making space in the heart. Take another breath. If your hands are interlaced behind your back, release them. Roll your shoulders out one at a time until your shoulder blades are flat. Keep pressing into your big toes. Take another breath in. And as you exhale, roll your spine down from your shoulders to your hips, putting your sacrum down flat. Keep your feet on the floor for a moment and release your low back down into the ground. Deep breaths. Now draw your right knee into your chest. As you're hugging your right knee in, extend your left leg out onto the mat. Hold your knee with your left hand. Open your right arm out to the right side. Press your shoulder down gently. And as you take your next exhale, draw your knee across your body to the left. So you come off your right hip, roll to the outside edge of your left hip, and turn your chin to the right so you're looking out over your extended arm. And breathe down into the space in the right side of your low back. Feel the white light, the energy, that healing energy of loving kindness and compassion still radiating from you. Each breath is like bringing more light into the body. So your whole body sparkles. As you take your next breath in, bring your knee back to center. Bend your left knee, bring it up to meet the right, and then holding your left knee, drop your right foot down to the floor and extend your right leg out. Hold your knee with your right hand, open your left arm out to the left side. Press your left shoulder blade down. And as you exhale, bring your knee across your body to the right. Roll your left hip up over the right hip while still staying open through the heart so the left shoulder stays down. Turn your chin to the left. And breathe that radiance into the left side of your low back. That light purifying, clearing, helping you to release anything that you've been holding. Keep breathing into it. As you take your next breath in, bring your knee back to center. Draw your right knee up to meet the left one more time. Hold both knees and gently rock side to side. To completely release your back, to settle it into the floor, to the ground. Then release your feet down and extend your legs out. Splay your feet open. Relax your hips, let your legs get heavy. Drop your arms out to the sides with your palms turned up in a position that relaxes your shoulders. Let your shoulders get heavy, your arms get heavy. Align your head so that your spine is straight from the neck all the way down to the tailbone. And relax your torso so your torso gets heavy. Close your eyes and notice your breath. Relaxing the breath, feeling it come back to its natural rhythm. Radiating your inner light, your inner gift, out into the world. May the minds of all beings everywhere become free from all thoughts of intolerance, anger, hatred, or harm. May their minds instead be filled with thoughts of tolerance, respect, loving kindness, and the wish to benefit others. May the new year bring peace to the world. Stay as long as you desire. Sacred rest. Honoring the divine light, the inner gift in all beings that connects us, that makes us all one. Namaste.